When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. And I'm on my way to Grant, Michigan, to lead another workshop for the Kids Read Comics Super Fun Tour, kidsreadcomics.org. If you haven't heard me say that URL 100,000 times in the last couple years. And I am driving, but both hands are on the wheel, using the headset. Don't anybody worry about me being unsafe. I'm driving well under the speed limit, taking it slow and steady, left with plenty of time for the event. This is one of the furthest road trips I'm taking for the tour. I'm actually driving to Grant, Michigan, which is about 3 hours away from Ann Arbor. So I'm driving 3 hours there, leading the workshop, driving 3 hours back. That's the lengths I will go to inspire people to be cartoonists and to help promote my beloved celebration. We're not calling it a convention anymore. We're calling it a celebration. But little report on that. I'm actually getting a handful of emails lately from parents whose children have attended my workshops, and it's been very encouraging because they're emailing me like a week later, 2 weeks later, to say that my kid cannot stop drawing. He or she has expressed no interest in comics before taking a workshop. Now they're hooked on it. And that's validating. That's encouraging. I'd be also happy to hear that they can't stop reading comics. I mean, that is one of my other agendas of this thing. But anyway, what is the topic for today? What is the topic for now? I'm hoping to do a couple Thunder Punch Dailies on the road, because with a 3-hour drive, I mean, rather than listen to podcasts, why not make podcasts? So the last couple days, I have not had as much time to draw as I would like, which has been a common theme of the last month or so of my life, and it's probably going to be the theme of May as well. And I can go into that in future discussions as to why I'm not having as much time to draw as I would like, but what I have had time to do is just a little bit here, a little bit there, just messing around with the iPhone and the iPad, doing a little research. Some technology comparisons, which I think might be useful to you guys in terms of content management systems, means to get the word out about your work, and also technologies that exist to distribute and disseminate your content for free. It's amazing to me how much stuff exists how many services exist to broadcast and publish for free nowadays. Free in quotes. We know that there's no such thing as a free meal. There's always a catch somehow. But these catches are getting less and less intrusive, in my opinion. Although I am noticing that there are some catches that you need to observe when evaluating whether or not this service will be useful to you. So, yes, there's Blogger, there's LiveJournal, there's Tumblr, there's WordPress.com, and there's Posterous, or is it Posterous? I think it's Posterous. I'm not sure, but it's Posterous. And I've only recently come up again, or been introduced to, or become aware of Posterous. And when I was reading up about it, I was getting quite excited because it seemed like there was a lot of really interesting services being offered through them. And in my research, so let me just start with a headline. I'm going to do a comparison of Tumblr and Posterous as being two hot topics right now in web publishing, free web publishing for people. And in my research, I found a lot of posts comparing the two services. And not all of the posts are all that useful because, well, at least to me they weren't, just because they really kind of skimmed the surface of comparing the two services and not really looking at it from a very specific use case standpoint. And that's where I think I can lend some observations that might be useful to you, the cartoonist who's looking for means to get their work seen by other people in a cheap, if not free, method. And I should say, as a disclaimer at the top, I do have my own hosted sites. I've got Make Like a Tree Comics, MLATComics.com, which is, I'm paying for that hosting. I've got Comics Are Great, which is a full hosting site where, you know, it's my own installation of WordPress that's being hosted on a paid server. So you have to take that with into consideration in what my evaluations are, because if you are a cartoonist who's looking to get some kind of website started, you may not have the option to pay for hosting. So these services may be more appealing to you than they were to me. But I have been using Tumblr for about a year now, a little more than a year, and I think Tumblr is terrific in a sort of like a mind dump. I talked about this on a Comics Are Great podcast recently with a bunch of people. It's great for not being my official blog. My official blog is at comicsaregreat.com/blog, and that's where I post things that contribute to my identity and mission as a comics artist and comics advocate. So all those posts, I try to think of those as being, okay, this is like things that I want the world to associate with me. But the Tumblog, which is jerseydrozd.tumblr.com, is sort of like my dumping ground for anything that I think is interesting. Stuff that where it's like, oh, I saw this. I remember I posted a picture on my Tumblr a couple weeks ago when I was driving through northern Michigan and I saw birch trees. And I happen to love birch trees. It's my favorite tree. And they're not as common in the area of Michigan where I live. So when I saw them, I snapped a picture and I'm like, oh, pretty, birch trees. Now, does that need to go on my official blog? No. But it can go on my Tumblr for anybody. So my Tumblr essentially is the place where anybody who's really interested in me can go to find out sort of like a stream of my life, as it were. And as you know, I don't stream everything from my life. There are some cards I play close to the vest, but there's stuff that I just think is, you know, in a whimsical sort of fashion that's worth sharing. Now, so, and that's what I understand a lot of people use Tumblr for, although some people are using Tumblr as a full-on official blog. And there's all these sort of Tumblr groups. That is another neat feature of Tumblr, is that you can have a Tumblr site that multiple people can post to. I've played around with this, where I have a Tumblr for my high school students for one of the classes I teach, where they can post their webcomics and process pieces leading up to their webcomics. And I've also encouraged them to just post anything that they think is interesting as a way to sort of very sloppily and clumsily map the creative lifestyle, right? All these things that you like contribute to your artistic voice, right? So that's a neat feature, too. Tumblr, for those who haven't checked it out, it does do things that a traditional blog doesn't do, like a WordPress.com blog, is that it has like a lot of social features where other people can reblog your posts. Just like on Twitter, you can retweet other people's posts. Tumblr doesn't have a character limit. Tumblr has a really cool interface where you can post very specific kinds of content, like you can post an audio post, a video post, a picture post, just a text post, or even sharing links to things. It has everything categorized very neatly and cleanly. And then the social feature seems to be one of the more powerful features. Other people can like your posts. I'm still not clear on what value that adds to your blog, other people liking it. I don't know if it like increases you on some kind of ranking. I'm guessing it does. If you get a lot of likes, it'll eventually maybe catch the attention of the Tumblr, the Tumblr staff, so that they'll feature you. But I don't know for sure if that's the case. Now, I haven't, as of yet, messed around with the audio posting on Tumblr, though I do think it's pretty neat that there's basically in the website interface and in the iOS interface, there's a record button, and you can just record a quick audio thing. I think the limit on it is 10 megabytes, and maybe that is it. Maybe it's 10 megs, but I think it does encode it as an MP3 for you. Again, I haven't tested that one out yet. I haven't had reason to. But I think that's neat that you could essentially create an AirSats podcast right out of Tumblr. I think you're limited to one audio post per day, which is, I guess most people wouldn't do more than one audio post per day, but, you know, it'd be nice to be able to do more than that. This brings up the whole question of bandwidth. Now, I did some digging around on the Tumblr site. I couldn't find what the actual caps were. I'm sure it's someplace embedded in an FAQ on the site, but I couldn't see how much storage you get and how hard your site can be used before they shut you down. Now, this is the catch always with a free service, is that ultimately they're in control of your content. If they decide to go belly up, the hope is that they'll give you the option or the give you the chance to download all of your posts from there as quickly as possible before they shut their doors. But that's one of the prices you pay for a free service, is that ultimately you don't really have access to all that content all the time. Now, one of the things I did do with Tumblr, and I stopped doing it, and I'll tell you why in a second, because I want to ask you guys a question to see what you think, is I was running a content scraper on the Comics Are Great site. I think it's called WP-O-Matic. WP-O-Matic, I think, is the name of the plugin. And what that plugin does, and I got this set up still working with my Audio Booze, is it will check other feeds, and it will pull that content into a blog post on your WordPress installation. And you can even customize the way that information is displayed in the WordPress post. So, for instance, whenever I do an audio boo, it automatically propagates to my Comics Are Great site, and I have a template set up to where it will even format a player for the audio file, and it will place a little art file next to the audio file with the audio boo logo, and it'll even display, you know, like the usual footer that I put in a lot of my podcast posts, which is follow Jersey on Twitter, subscribe to this RSS feed, etc. So that's pretty cool. However, and I had that running with Tumblr to lift that content and display it on my Comics Are Great site, but because I was using Tumblr as a mind dump and not all that content was appropriate for my official blog, that was one of the reasons I stopped using it with Tumblr. The other reason was is that some news came out that Google recently changed their algorithm to diminish or lower the rankings of sites that replicate content. So in other words, to disincentivize, is that the right word? To disincentivize content scraping sites that lift other people's content and present it as their own. And while I'm not doing that, I am worried that I might fall lower on the rankings for people searching for certain kinds of comics content just because I'm duplicating my Tumblr content on my Comics Are Great site. So I did stop doing that. Now, I am curious, does anybody know, any of you guys who are more Google savvy than me, does anybody know if that is something that would fall in the purview of that algorithm change? Or am I safe from that? Because if I'm safe from that, I'd like to continue doing that because I have some other ideas for using Tumblr as a sort of feeder of content into the Comics Are Great site. I think if I'm going to be doing audio posts through Tumblr, that would be an interesting use of that, is to sort of turn it into an extra microcast to run on the Comics Are Great site out of Tumblr. So then let's get to the comparison with Posterous. Posterous has a lot of the same features. I asked on Twitter, you know, so is Posterous pretty much the same thing as Tumblr? And a couple people responded, yeah, it sure seems to be. Although upon doing some investigation, it does have some interesting different features. For one, when it comes to the audio podcasting thing, it has this, they claim to have instant podcasting where, well, let me start with the headline with Posterous. One of their big claims to fame, one of the features that they highlight, is that you can post to their service via email, which, as somebody who has a smartphone and has audio recording applications that can export my audio via either HD or FTP or email, that is interesting. I could record a Thunder Punch Daily or something like it and just email it to Posterous, and then it'll just get posted as a, you know, a blog post on there. So unlike the Tumblr service and application where there is no option to post a pre-made MP3, at least not through their audio posts. You'd have to do it as like a traditional post or a text post and then just embed it as an attachment with an HTML sort of embedding. Posterous will automatically configure that, and they do what's called instant podcasting, where it will, if you send them a file as an MP3 file via email, or M4A for that matter, I did a little looking into that. If you send an M4A, they supposedly will encode it as an MP3 for you. Now, as somebody who does recording on iOS recording apps, none of the recording apps that I found outside of the voice memo app in iOS will encode as MP3 because you have to pay a licensing fee to encode, to use the MP3 codec. And so in order to make these apps cost-effective, they only allow M4A encoding, Ogg Vorbis encoding, Wave encoding, AIFF encoding. So that becomes a problem when you're trying to do microcasting from the road. So like for Thunder Punch Daily, I actually have to download the MP3 file to my Mac, encode it as an MP3 through iTunes, and then resubmit it up. It'd be nice to, when I was reading on Postgres about, I could just send my M4A file that is encoded through my recording app to Postgres, they'll transcode it as an MP3, and now I've got a microcast that's ready for listening by everybody, or almost everybody, right? And then the other aspect of Postgres that's interesting that Tumblr does not do, as far as I can tell, is it broadcasts to all of your other feeds. They make a big deal out of the fact that they will do what's called auto-posting. So you can have your Postgres posts go to Facebook, go to Twitter, but also go to your WordPress blog, your Blogger account, your Tumblr, any other site that you use for content management. Postgres will serve as sort of like a pipeline, a feed pipeline into all of those other services. Very interesting. So in other words, I don't have to use that content scraper on my Comics Are Great site. Postgres will just post the MP3 file if I wanted to do a microcast. And if I put in the subject line of the email the tag podcast, it'll automatically associate it with that my podcast category on the Comics Are Great site. I could even create a custom channel for a specific microcast. Like if I let's just say, for instance, I'm going to use this as an example. I'm not going to do this, but as an example, if I wanted to do free editions of Thunder Punch Daily on the Comics Are Great site, which again I'm not going to do, I could create a special category called Thunder Punch Daily with my PodPress or PowerPress plugin, and that'll be a special podcasting category. I record the podcast with my audio recording app, email the M4A file to Postgres with the tags podcast and Thunder Punch Daily, and it'll automatically create a post on my Comics Are Great site with the MP3 player automatically created with an MP3 file, and it'll be in the proper category. That is interesting. That's very interesting. So I started investigating the idea of, okay, well, Tumblr is sort of like a not a microblog, but a mini blog, sort of a mind dumping thing. So maybe Postgres could be sort of like a very easy to use content sort of, like I said, pipeline to pipe into my other sites, because it's not as easy on iOS to post to my WordPress site, although it's doable. It's totally doable. It's just not as easy. And there are FTP apps, so I could, and actually my recording app can FTP the M4A file to my FTP server, and then I could just whip up a quick WordPress post with the WordPress app, but that's an M4A file. It's not an MP3 file, so I am limiting my audience a little bit with that. But I ran into a situation in my investigation of Postgres, is that you are limited to 1 gigabyte of storage for your media files. And I did a quick tabulation. An MP3 file or even an M4A file of a Thunder Punch Daily episode is around 15 megs, 15 megabytes. So that gives me between 60 and 70 episodes of a show before I've used up all my storage on Postgres. So, yes, it would be very convenient to use, but it's a very short-term solution. Now, in the FAQ on Postgres, they say that if once you get close to your 1 gigabyte cap, they will email you to see if you need more storage. Well, they seem like nice people from what I can tell from their FAQ, but I don't know if they're actually going to give me that storage or if they're going to ask me to pay for more storage. So that little bit of doubt is enough to make me say, maybe that's not the solution. For what I want to do. I want to do something where I don't have any headaches, I don't have to worry about, am I using up too much stuff? And with dedicated hosting that I have now, I don't have to worry about that. I can just post as much as I want, and it's an M4A file. I suppose I could use just the voice memo app to do a microcast, and that's encoded as an MP3 file, and then that would solve that problem. But the whole point of me getting these audio recording apps is to be able to put intro and outro music and put in a little bit nicer production values on it than just the simple audio boo. You know, for that matter, I could just use audio boo and not have to worry about bandwidth or storage, right? So I know I'm talking about a very specific use case, but I think that this illustrates for a lot of us comics creators who want to create, you know, extra content to go alongside of our comics properties to help get the word out and promote ourselves, this is a concern. 1 gigabyte of storage is a lot of storage if you're talking about just photos and images, but once you start talking audio and video files, you're going to eat through that pretty fast, and so then posters becomes less of a compelling option. Who knows what they're going to do? I mean, from what I understand, Postgres isn't that old yet. It's not; it hasn't been around as long as Tumblr, at least in the investigations that I've been doing. So they may offer more robust storage. I mean, storage gets cheaper and cheaper all the time. So it'll be something to keep our eyes on. But from what I have gleaned from looking at these two services, the major difference is that Tumblr offers super easy posting, a great sort of... supplement to your traditional blog. Quick and easy posting to something that you just share something real quick. If you really want to set up a content scraper to scrape the content and pull these posts into your own site, you can do that, and you can easily delete the stuff that you don't want to use. But again, there is that concern about the Google algorithm, as there is with Postgres, because Postgres is creating a sort of mini blog alongside of whatever it's feeding into. So if I do a podcast on Postgres and have it feed into the Comics Are Great site, it's still creating a blog on the Postgres site as well. So does that work against the Google algorithm change that penalizes people for replicating content in multiple places? I don't know. I do want to throw in a quick addendum to that podcasting thing, too, is if you can make your podcasts tiny, if you're going to do like a lot of little mini microcasts and you're not going to do it often, Postgres claims that the RSS feed they generate for the MP3 files, for the MP3 posts, is iTunes ready. And they even show you, they give you directions on how to create a link in the post that people can just tap on to launch your podcast and subscribe to it in iTunes. So that is pretty neat. As far as I can see, Tumblr does not offer that. So yeah, I guess that's all I can think of right now as the difference between the main two. Postgres headline is content pipeline into other sites, ability to do quick and easy podcasting without any setup, without the time limitations that Audioboo has, although, you know, you're facing a 1 gigabyte limit of storage, whereas Audioboo, as far as I could find, doesn't really explicitly state what the storage limits are. And Tumblr, quick and easy blog, both Postgres and Tumblr have skinnable sites. Their blogs have a lot of themes you can use, custom templates, which are really nice. Tumblr has more right now. If you're really concerned about branding, you know, if you look at my Tumblr, jerseydrows.tumblr.com, I took pains to make it look like my other sites so that there's some consistent visual branding there. Postgres has some, but none that look like anything that I would want to mess with right now, although they do have customized, they have a switch you can flip to customize the HTML and CSS, which I haven't had time to mess with yet. But if you wanted to use that as a full-on site, it seems like you can do that too. However, from what I've been reading and what I've been seeing so far, what Tumblr has as an advantage is the social component. There are a lot of people using it. There's a lot of people who people can follow you, and they can repost, reblog your posts. I've had a couple instances where some posts that I did got tumbled by a lot of people. Although I didn't see any like real concrete benefit of people becoming more aware of me as an artist because of that. It was more like just like a drawing I did got shared by a bunch of people and people all got a chuckle out of it. But did I get any new fans or new followers out of it? Not that I noticed. So, but I guess I just need to mess around with it more and keep playing with the kinds of posts that I use as I want to evaluate these two kinds of content. So ultimately, yes, the best case scenario is I try to wrap this thing up into some kind of takeaway. Best case scenario is to get your own hosting because then you get to own all your own content. You have FTP access. You can back it all up as much as you want. You don't have to worry about some startup who's offering free services suddenly going away or changing the terms of service and then you don't have access to your stuff. But if you can't afford that, Tumblr and Postgres both look like really great options. I should also say, if you're on Tumblr and you want to try out Postgres, they have Postgres has a really neat import feature where you can import your an existing blog from someplace else. So I had it set up to import all my posts from Tumblr, and it took about 10 minutes. And then all my posts with all the image files, all the data that I posted to Tumblr were now available on my Postgres site as well. Again, am I penalizing myself in the eyes of Google? I don't know, but I'm just playing right now. I can always delete all those posts if I want, if I need to. So there's sort of a wandering, cursory evaluation of the two services. I'd be very interested in hearing what you guys think of these two services if you've been playing around with them. What are your thoughts on this? And yeah, I'll keep playing with it, and I'll keep on reporting in on what I'm finding as I evaluate these two different things and the ways that I want to use them for my publishing and broadcasting and whatever you want to call it that we do when we're putting content on the internet. So, who am I? I'm Jersey Droz, jdroz.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thank you very much for supporting us in this project. We could not do it without you. I can't believe we've been doing this for more than a year now. And so, a hearty, heartfelt thank you to all of you for making it possible to do this for over a year. And looking forward to doing another year of it. So I'll be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
Oh, boy, this time I really overdid it. I ate so much I didn't have any room left in my stomach for dinner. In fact, it may be days before I'm hungry again. It really doesn't make sense to eat too many sweets between meals. A little snack is fine, but don't overdo it, because if you do, you won't have room left for the three healthy meals which you should have every day. Don't get carried away with sweets. Oh, I wish I hadn't.